This painting belongs to an artistic and literary movement known as Orientalism. Orientalism was popular in the 19th century, and it explored a climate and atmosphere that immediately conjures up an exotic voyage along the shores of the Mediterranean and beyond. This painting depicts a massage involving two women in the intimate setting of a hammam. The backdrop is a lifelike representation of Turkish baths. A native of Toulouse, the artist Édouard de Bas-Ponsan produced this painting after travelling to Turkey, which explains the particular attention to detail we can see here. The turquoise tiles delicately reflected in the smooth stone, the stone wall fountain with its golden tap, and lastly, the copper bowl placed next to a white cotton towel, which also seems to give off warmth. In this painting, the artist brings together all the features that create or consolidate the fantasy of the East as an exotic sensual destination. The composition is a pretext for presenting two female nudes in a setting usually closed off to male eyes. In other words, it is a voyeuristic approach that gives a deliberately erotic twist to a moment of intimacy. A pupil of Alexandre Cabanel, who was famous for his paintings of the naked goddess Venus, de Bas-Ponsan stresses the contrast between the bodies of the two women, clearly based on archetypes. The tense body of the black woman, who is hard at work, contrasts with the milky white body of the languid bather with her soft fleshy curves. We do not really get a sense of the warm, steamy atmosphere of Turkish baths, where people go to truly relax and unwind. Any sense of relaxation is offset by the rather tense posture of the woman at work and the deliberately cool light. Perhaps that explains why this painting, which is popular among modern-day visitors to the museum, did not receive a particularly enthusiastic welcome when it was exhibited at the Paris Salon Art Exhibition.